Dear Europeans, good morning. My name is Father Bernard Muigirwa. I want to welcome you to this brief presentation of the implementation of the Universal Apostolic Preferences at Arupe Jesuit University. It has been over 2 years now since we were introduced to the Universal Apostolic Preferences, or UAPs, of the Society of Jesus. In this audio presentation, I would like to stress two main points: how we have appropriated them and our way forward. Let me first point out that the UAPs were promulgated by the General Superior of the Society of Jesus, Father Arturo Sosa, in a letter that he addressed to all the Jesuits on February 19th, 2019. And those apostolic preferences are four. They include: to show the way to God through the spiritual exercises and discernment, to walk with the poor, the outcasts of the world, those whose dignity has been violated, in a mission of reconciliation and justice, to accompany young people in the creation of a hope-filled future, and to collaborate in the care of our common home. Father General presented them as a culmination of an attempt to find the best way to collaborate in the Lord's mission, the best way to serve the church at this time, the best contribution we can make with what we are and have, seeking to do what is for the greater divine service and the more universal good. And the UAPs set out a program for 10 years, from 2019 through 2029. So what does Father General want us to do with them? UAPs are not simply a list of requirements for us all to meet. They are not priorities in the sense of things that would be more important than others, but they are orientations, they are a call. The UAPs transcend considerations of planning and point us to places where God's word can be heard, God's gift can be received in particularly clear and challenging ways. UAPs are about letting God change us. They are not just about what we do, but also about how God can change us. Now, in order to ensure that the spirit among us is maintained and sustained towards that transformation, Father Rector decided to set in place a leading team to facilitate the implementation process. He also set in place a strategy of living the UAPs as individuals, small communities, and the large community. So the leading team chose to use the method of the 19th annotation of the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola, making use of existing community structures such as masses, community prayer, meetings, days of recollection, spiritual conversation and discernment, variety of groups, province groups, region groups, apostolic groups, etc. The leading team then drafted a project proposal to help the community move forward with a focus on its apostolates. One theme that was proposed was walking with the poor, deepening our apostolates, sharing our inspiration. Unfortunately, the project never materialized due to the suspension of our apostolic activities and the lockdown constraints induced by the COVID-19 pandemic. So what is now our way forward? Now, to carry on with the implementation of the UAPs at AJU in the context of this pandemic, a proposal was made to create a virtual space on our community webpage with the assistance of the media team. That space for the UAPs has now been provided here to share, reflect, and pray to help one another grow in the life of the UAPs. The idea of initiating an internet platform for use by the community members would like to stress that living the UAPs is first and foremost a matter of personal responsibility. All are invited to become productive, creative, inventive, imaginative, to contribute inspiring items to this common virtual space. Resources posted on this online platform will be available to all to explore for personal or community prayer, reflection, sharing, etc. Our hope is that this platform will provide a permanent structure for the community's journey with the UAPs, where each one can participate and help one another to grow as we discern the spirit that is moving among us at Arupe Jesuit University. So, my friends, enjoy the journey and God bless.